I was walking across the parking lot today. Thought, you know what? Let's make a memory today. You and me. I don't know what it's going to be.
A memory.
I don't know what it's going to be, but we're going to make a memory in here today.
I hope I don't fall.
Your CPR training?
Yeah, I was going to say. My memories of late have not been real good ones.
Something's going to happen in here today. We're going to make a memory. That's how it's going to be. I want us to get closer. You know, I want us to get tighter. You know, Barry up in HR. We've talked about him before. And great guy. Loves classic rock music. Loves it. Has a love of it more than anybody, except maybe Chris Dim that I've ever met, you know.
But his devotion to the genre, if I may, is so pure that when Chris Kelly and I concocted the Big East Heart montage, we sent it to Barry and said, hey, can you identify these songs? I figured he'd be able to do it.
Well, he wanted it. He's like, send it to me. I'm in. I want to. He wanted like to name the songs and the artists.
He missed a couple, but he missed like the top 40 ones. He knew was the rock songs.
He missed Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, and he missed a Phil Collins song.
And a Roxette song.
And a
Tapao song.
Okay. And when we said this is Tapao, he's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
What do I care?
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, what about this one from Titanic? This is such an enormous. I don't see Titanic. I don't care anything about it.
He is a purist.
Now, I told you about. Now, we go to the same gym now. I got him turned on to the gym.
Oh, believe me, I've become aware of this. It's becoming a ritual.
I know.
In the office.
I know. He will come in and say, because I'll look ahead. That's why I go to Reddit. You know, I go and see, because this gym, they do an hour class, and they make you do treadmill, some the dry rower, and then some weight work. And I'll tell you, the reason I like it is that you can really put in as much as you want. You can make it really hard, you know, really go hard if you want to. And also, I think as a person of my age, they do a nice job. They have a lot of like balance exercise. They're supposed to improve your balance. So with age, we don't worry about falling as much. Mm. And it's something I have to think about, you know, as you get older. And so when Barry comes into the office, sometimes he'll say, what do we got today?
Because he knows you've already looked. When do you make the look? When do you check?
You look early.
As soon as your feet hit the floor?
The night before. I look the night before.
That's right. You go to the Australian part and find out what they did that day.
There's a guy in Australia.
I might.
Now, every
white work, dry rubber.
Hell day.
Every one of these gyms in the world, and there are some overseas, do the same workout. And it's always like, and you really want to know what it is, because sometimes it's like,
need to know?
It shouldn't even matter, because I'm going to go no matter what. But I do like to see it and go, okay, I've got to prepare for this today. You know, this is coming up. And so they'll tell you, okay, if you're on the treadmill, you're going to be on hills, or it's going to be a long run, you know, stuff like that. And then he breaks down. The guy in Australia has a great memory.
You ever reach out and thank him?
A lot of people do. I never do.
No, you're a watcher. We know that.
Big time.
You don't interact. You just watch.
Never. I'm a voyeur.
Lurker. Yeah.
Many people say, and a lot of people say, thank you, my friend from the future, because they're 17 hours ahead. So he'll do the workout at like 7 a.m. Australia time. So by, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we've got it.
Does he ever prank you on April 1st?
No, he never had. No. That would be against the code of the Redditor. He will not do that.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I got kicked off Reddit for another 24 hours last week. Put in Reddit jail. You know why?
Underage?
No.
Boot?
No.
Did you post your mirror selfie?
Yeah.
No, but that was last time that got me kicked off for 48 hours. They put me in Reddit jail. They were like, you've done this before. We know this. This woman was on there complaining that somebody sweated on her, perspired on her in the gym. And all these people below her were like, oh my gosh, that's so terrible. And
gross.
So you know what I wrote? I wrote, yeah, sweetheart, it's a gym. People sweat. What?
Ooh.
Bing! Reddit jail.
You're done.
You're done. 24 hours. Can't look. It was all
male aggression.
Male aggression. Exactly.
Well, we all know you're a sweater. That's, well,
I felt like it was a personal attack.
Yeah.
I will sling that sweat. I mean, I'm the worst offender at that. And she wrote this long, like, three-paragraph thing. Like, I just, it's so inconsiderate. There's sweat. I'm like, what do you want? We're all running. What do you want in there, you know?
All right. We can all be Barbie.
Yeah, exactly. So Barry comes in. He'll say, what do we got on the, you know, what do we got today? And so yesterday.
And you whip out your phone.
I look at it.
And you go through. Painstaking detail. Okay, right. And I'm watching Barry's face, and in his head, he's just like singing Doobie Brothers songs.
He asked, but he's not listed. Yeah.
Because every time I look over at him, he's doing, like I said yesterday, all right, you have to.
We're doing balance work.
Balance work. You know, you're standing on, you go up on a bench on one foot with a weight in the other hand, and then back down, you know, for toe tap for 10. He goes, I ain't gonna do that. When they got me in there, he goes, when they got me in there 1 foot in there, you think I'm gonna do that?
He just wanders off and does his own thing.
He takes a couple of barbell or dumbbells and starts curling them. He goes, I just do some curls. He should have the best
biceps
in the city.
Best
in the
biceps
building.
There is, because he just does them all. Well, yesterday Coach Kathy called him out and said, Barry, join us. Let's go.
Put down the dumbbells.
Oh, no. Down the dumbbells. Do the exercise.
I mean, this join is, the class.
Yeah. She's like,
did you feel awkward because you're between two friends?
Right, yeah.
Because you don't want Bear to think you're not cool.
I know, right?
but Coach you, Kathy is Coach Kathy. Kathy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah. Like to HR Bear, you can look at him and kind of roll your eyes. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Women,
you know.
Right.
Right, women.
Yeah.
But then Coach Kathy.
Coach Kathy.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't know. I told him we needed a balance between a rock and a hard place.
And you know, I mean, always trying to please
everybody.
Play
both sides,
right, yeah. Play both sides like usual, you know.
Mm-hmm. And, placate everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make
exactly.
No one mad.
Exactly.
Like out in the parking lot with Barry, he'd be like, yeah, you know her, ball breaker. But then after Barry left, you'd run back inside and be like, I'm so sorry for his attitude.
I tried to tell him we'd be doing balance work on 1 foot. I did.
I told him earlier because I look at the Australian Reddit. You what?
What?
Nothing.
I never admit that. I never admit because they like to surprise you with it. You know, they like it to be a surprise.
Must you control literally everything in your life?
Yes. 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 That's right. That's right.
Yes.
But here's the whole point with Barry loves classic rock music. He loves like REO Speedwagon and
Journey.
Journey. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times at the gym, there'll be more current day music, hip hop and, you know, pop songs, which I also enjoy. You know, I like that too. But then some days they'll throw back and you'll hear a bunch of like 70s and 80s stuff on there, which I really like. But they'll always throw in like an extra beat to it, which I believe I've told you. You know how that goes.
Yeah, the gym mix.
The gym mix. And so about a week and a half ago, they were playing, I believe it was Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. And it was a lot of like classic rock and stuff from the 80s and 70s. But with every one of them, there was some sort of beat. And Barry just walked by me. And I thought to my head, I was like, well, he must be loving this because I know how much he loves the classic rock. He walked by me to get some water and he goes, you believe how they're screwing up these songs?
Yeah.
Summer of 69 with this
the dance beat.
Dance beat.
No, yeah.
You can't have this.
He's like, not.
Of course, there I am. Like, you're right, Barry.
Absolutely.
I hate it too, brother.
Bryan Adams need to be appreciated as the pure artist that he is. Not adding ch-ching, ch-ching, ch-ching
exactly.
Over it.
Exactly. So this past yesterday, Coach Kathy had sent out an email to a bunch of us. We're doing a little challenge right now, and I'm on her team. The coaches each have teams. And she said, we just want a challenge. And she goes, as a reward, I'm making a playlist. Everybody request a song. And on Monday, we'll have all the. So I was like, oh, great. Okay, great. And so I requested Barry's favorite song, Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. All right. He just said how much he loves Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. So I wrote back, Start Me Up by the Rolling Stones. And Kathy was like, great choice.
Mm-hmm.
So about halfway through it, Start Me Up plays. Well, I knew that this would be just a regular, because she's putting this together herself. It's just songs, you know. And so I look over at Barry and I was like, yeah. And he goes, let's see how they butcher this one. But I requested this beer.
It's for you. For you, buddy.
They'll find a way to butcher it. I can't even be around this. But they didn't. I said,
They
played it straight.
Pure.
But pure Rolling Stones. But I never got a chance, you know, to later talk to him about it.
Well, he might appreciate it later. That he knows.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope that's true. But Barry's really catching on. And he says he wants to go more often now. He says he wants to join on a higher level and go more often. So the point is, I love to spend time and get closer with Barry and with Biggie. And we're going to be spending so much time together. Let's make a memory.
Be something.
There was a P1 listener who said to me, in fact, his name is Tyler, and he sent me a video of myself on Wheel of Fortune. This happened many years ago. I know. And he had just discovered it.
That's the late 90s?
That was 97, yes. So late 90s, and I was on Wheel of Fortune. Golly, what is that? Almost 30 years ago. Jeez, that hurts. 28 years ago. You know, you think at the time, you're like, oh, my God, it's just, and then the time just goes.
Yeah.
But Tyler sent us and I'd never seen this. This is really cool. It was on YouTube. And, you know, I looked at myself with that eye that I had. Yeah, it was too pudgy. I was too puffy on it. My suit wasn't right. Tyler commented on the suit. And then later he said, Tyler, as we exchanged a couple of emails, he said, I cannot wait to listen to your show tomorrow. And I wrote back, why?
Why?
What have you heard from Australia?
I don't know.
They've already heard it. You know, they've already heard the show.
Right. The guy in Australia is probably like, this is a bad
one. This is a terrible show. They said they were going to make a memory, but
yeah.
Now a memory's made whatsoever.
I don't know if the cameras are on or not.
It's 50-50.
Yeah.
I didn't turn them on today.
Okay, because I know we record, you know.
Yeah, they're on.
If this somehow makes it to YouTube,
yeah,
you should watch all of our faces as you say, I can't wait to listen to your show tomorrow. Because all of us at the same time, we're like, why?
I wrote back, why? What? Yeah. And I didn't hear back.
Did you know something I don't?
Yeah. I know. What do you know? Another couple of notes here. Speaking of, this is like tourism stuff. Today, Christian and I saw on the news that flower that stinks really badly, the corpse flower, is blooming again. This is like the time.
Yeah, it happens every winter.
Yep. And I guess it's in Brooklyn. People line up to go and get a big sniff of this flower that smells awful, like rotting flesh. I mean, it smells
That's what they say.
So bad. I've never smelled it.
One news anchor said it was like standing behind a garbage truck. Times 10.
Yeah. I mean, it's
you
that
know that
bad.
Smell.
And people line up to get close to it to smell it.
And this year, I don't know if they've always done it, but this year I've seen videos of people lining up to sniff this corpse flower that smells like rotting flesh and garbage.
Yes.
And they're wafting the aroma toward their nose.
Yes.
With their hands.
That's right. They
on
they
video.
They want it. They don't want to somehow like collect it and take it home. That's a, you know, and I just thought to myself, why do we do this? Why do you want to smell? You could go behind a garbage truck. If you got behind a garbage truck.
There's a garbage truck outside your house probably in the next day or two.
And when you get behind one in the summer, you're just like, oh, my God, this is awful. Yeah. You know, it's awful.
Let me tell you what it is that they would say. It's an experience.
It's an experience. That's what Chris Dim told
That's
me.
That's what we all want now is it's an experience.
Yeah, because it's kind of rare. It only happens once a year.
Yeah.
And it's not like the same as a roller coaster, but it's controlled chaos.
You're not going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know you're probably going to climb off the roller coaster at the end of it.
Most of us do.
Or scary movies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like you'll never understand the Sphere in Vegas.
Oh, I don't care anything about the
you
Sphere.
You don't care anything. But people go because the experience.
Because there's nothing like it.
That's right. It's one of a kind. There's nothing like it or very few things. So that flower, I guess, even though it's roller coasters give you a thrill, and the Sphere, of course, has the video and audio component. It makes you have this incredible feeling. Why? I mean, a terrible smell. What does that do for you? You know, it's like, why? We can all smell something terrible every day if we wanted to.
Well, I mean, maybe it's not the same, but how many people do you know that say, I like spicy food? It's hot.
Oh, they love it. Not a lot of people.
Well, people will challenge themselves.
It's to go spicier.
It's a self-challenge.
And it's painful, you know, to spice it up.
I beat it.
I used to try to do that until finally I just was like, you know. I'm mild salsa. I am.
Where's the jar with the green label?
I bought Paul Newman.
He called you mild salsa.
Well, I am. I'm missionary sex.
Yep.
I'm mild salsa. I'm what vanilla ice cream.
Yeah,
you know,
you drive a minivan.
I drive a minivan.
You are your van.
I am my van.
He just created a memory for today.
That's right.
I'll never forget where I was when he called you mild salsa. Salsa.
Yeah,
that's what I am. All right. I am. I will not fight it. I am what I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to put as a non-negotiable this year. I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to fight that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you, I was in the grocery store a month ago. With my app that tells you how healthy things are.
Cookie?
No. Now I forgot the name. I forgot the name. Zuki?
Hungry?
Hungry. No, it's not hungry. It's, oh man, what is it? I just, my Yuka app. And I was standing going through salsa after salsa after salsa. And the Paul Newman Mild was perfect for my palate. And I got it home, and I have to tell you, that's the best salsa.
It's so spicy.
So wonderful.
Is he wearing a big sombrero on the
he
label?
He is. Paul Newman's salsa is delightful. The mild, the extra mild, it's like tomato sauce is all it is. Hardly has a pepper in it.
It's like chunky ketchup.
Yeah, it's like chunky ketchup.
We dipped a jalapeno in it and pulled it back out.
We waved it over the jar on the assembly line. Already sealed, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want anything
getting into.
You don't want to chance it.
The salsa.
We can't have like a seed drop into it or anything. That's the best salsa. I love it. Extra, extra mild. That's what I am. So I don't understand. I don't understand this sphere thing. And I'll never see the sphere or anything like that. And I want that feeling. We just made a memory. I love it.
Big time.
I love that we make, that's what we do on this program, you know. We make memories. That's how it works. Now.
Let's hope Tyler didn't hear that.